from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Emily Hayes. It's Monday, June 6th. Coming up, alcohol use soared during the pandemic, so have health problems associated with alcohol use. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A coal plant in the Chicago suburb of Waukegan is slated to close this month after operating for almost a century. But local activists and officials say the plant will stay with Waukegan residents until its owner removes two ponds of coal ash from the shores of Lake Michigan. Caroline Kobzanski has more.
Midwest Generation owns the plant. Right now, it plans to remove the ash from one pond and seal the other with a combination of sand, plastic, and turf. The company says the plan passes environmental muster, but Waukegan Mayor Ann Taylor is skeptical. She says the city already hosts five federally classified toxic waste sites.
Waukegan isn't going to tolerate this happening to us again because it's happened so many times. This is really important. This is our water supply.
Activists want both ponds removed and the entire site cleaned.
I'm Caroline Kobzanski.
Three candidates are in the running to become the next executive director of the Greater Community AIDS Project, known as GCAP. The board of directors will make its decision this week. Illinois Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more.
GCAP provides AIDS education and support services for people living with HIV in East Central Illinois. Laura Koritz is a member of GCAP's board of directors. She says the board is looking for someone who is knowledgeable about HIV and working with nonprofits. She says the new director should also try to connect with the community while keeping clients' confidentiality.
Because we can't always advertise exactly what we're doing, or because people are trying to maintain their privacy. But we also want to have outward facing to the community of what GCAP is and what we're doing. And that can be hard to balance.
Mike Benner, the current director, will leave GCAP at the end of June. Koritz says the new director will start in mid-June in order to work with Benner before he retires. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Newsroom.
The national bicycle shortage continues to challenge bike shops. Although the industry is slowly recovering, bike and bike part prices continue to increase. Alexander Hegeman Davis is the general manager at Champaign Cycle. He says the store ran out of bikes in July 2020 after the growth in bike sales at the beginning of the pandemic. Slowly, the shop is regaining its supply, but Hegeman Davis says its prices have increased significantly.
All bikes are getting raised in price just because the logistics and the shipping of them have gone up to get them into the country, so it sort of has affected all bikes.
Hegeman Davis says the cost of bikes at Champaign Cycle has increased by about 25%, and he doesn't foresee any dips in prices in the future. Here's the latest on COVID-19. Across Illinois, the Illinois Department of Public Health has reported over 32,000 new confirmed and probable cases in Illinois since May 27th. 19 Illinois counties are at high risk for COVID-19 transmission, per the CDC. Those high-risk areas include McLean and counties clustered around Chicago and Peoria. Champaign and Vermilion counties are at medium risk levels. Nearly 65% of the state's total population is fully vaccinated. Still to come, we'll learn how pandemic alcohol use has accelerated health trends already taking place in the Midwest. That story from Natalie Krebs is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Emily Hayes. Alcohol use has soared during the pandemic. One study suggests more Americans under 65 died from alcohol-related causes than COVID-19 in 2020. But alcohol-related deaths across the Midwest were already ticking up before the pandemic. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
Nancy of West Des Moines, Iowa, says her ex-husband had been sober for almost a decade when the pandemic hit. She says not long into lockdown, his behavior changed. She quickly tied it to drinking.
He would basically sleep all day and be up all night.
Nancy, who asked we only use her first name due to the sensitivity of addiction, says she's not completely certain what triggered his relapse, but she says her ex-husband was no longer going to his job due to pandemic closures, and he struggled when his Alcoholics Anonymous meetings moved online.
He is a social person, enjoys being around his AA friends, enjoys the connection. And then when you can't do that, it is an abrupt change.
Nancy says his drinking had a major impact on her.
I was just getting angrier and more upset and didn't know what to do, where to go.
A therapist referred her to an Al-Anon group for friends and family of people struggling with alcohol use. She says it helped her a lot. But she says her ex-husband continued to struggle and was hospitalized several times for drinking. Nancy says for the past few months, he's been attending his AA meetings and is doing better. And so is their friendship.
He is celebrating sobriety right now, so we are doing great.
A recent peer-reviewed study by the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism found the number of death certificates that listed alcohol as a factor jumped from 2019 to 2020. Aaron White is the lead researcher on the report.
We found a 26% increase in deaths, which is huge given that in the past 20 years, we were seeing maybe about a 2% increase per year.
The data showed deaths increased significantly among people 21 and over. Psychiatrist Allison Lynch says she's noticed an increase in younger adults coming in with advanced stages of liver disease related to long-term alcohol use. Lynch specializes in addiction treatment at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics.
Most weeks, I feel like we see someone who comes in who really has started drinking more during the pandemic and really hasn't had any kind of treatment up until now. It's a year and a half, 2 years into it. And now they've got jaundice and they've, you know, got liver failure.
Lynch says she feels many cases are tied to the pandemic's toll on people's mental health, along with society's overall acceptance of using alcohol to cope.
We have totally perpetuated this idea that alcohol is an appropriate way to manage stress, to relax at the end of the day, to deal with all sorts of mental health issues.
But even before COVID hit, alcohol use and abuse was already a growing problem in the Midwest. Federal data from 2018 show states like Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois had some of the highest rates of binge drinking in the country.
You know, it has become so accessible in the state of Iowa.
Stacy Schroeder works in substance abuse prevention in Northeast Iowa. She says in the past decade, the state's alcohol policies have gotten more permissive.
There's more licensed establishments now than there really ever has been. We allow direct shipping of wine. We allow breweries to sell and refill growlers. We now have third-party delivery of alcohol.
Schroeder helped create policy recommendations with Iowa's health department aimed at preventing alcohol-related deaths. The group advised the state to increase alcohol prices and public health surveillance and limit the density of establishments that can sell alcohol. But Schroeder says she's hopeful there's a silver lining to these startling drinking trends, as more people may be pushed to reevaluate the role alcohol plays in their lives and reach out for help. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Sydney Wood, Caroline Kubzanski, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Emily Hayes. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.